Shut Up Cincinnati with Chris and Jason. Let's get it.
You had the balls to rag on my Michael Buffer last week.
You know, that one I was originally going with the Friday, like the Monster Shucks, though. And yeah. In the middle of it kind of sounded like Macho Man Randy Savage.
So I thought it kind
of
did.
I just kind of stuck with it, but I didn't fully commit. I've regretted every one of mine so far.
Have you really?
Yeah. I mean, because I just feel like the idea is always great in my head, and then
the execution's fucking awful. The T-Bag and J-Balls one.
Well, when I can remember that, I can do it.
Yeah, but that wasn't a bad one.
Yeah. I don't know. One of these
days.
The
Macho Man. I wasn't crazy about the Macho Man.
Whatever, dude.
Hey, go fuck yourself.
Monday night. It's Monday
night.
Raw's on, all right?
And we're here.
And I'm going to watch Raw as soon as this is done, because I still watch professional wrestling as a fucking 39-year-old male.
That's awesome, but I'm going to go home and hopefully get it Raw.
Oh, good for you.
I'm going to try.
Your cuck situation?
Well, that's pretty. No, not that one. That's usually a Tuesday, Wednesday thing. I don't even know if it's not cuck.
Shut up. It's a cuck. Who cares?
No, if it's cuck, you're like ragging the guy. You're saying, hey, look how little your dick is.
No,
stuff.
I think you're just fucking him in front of the husband. You're fucking wife in front of the husband. I think for the porns, they do it up. You know what I mean? And it's usually a black guy for whatever reason in the porns.
Because they got a fucking giant eggplant.
Yeah, and they're ragging, you know, they're going at him hard.
Yeah.
And the guy's just sitting in the corner looking abused. But I think that's all for effect. I think the actual definition is just what you do.
And then the wife says something like, hey, how you like this, you little pussy? And
yeah.
See, I like that.
You can't fuck me like John can.
Yeah, look at this giant hog going in and out of me right now.
Yeah, I know. That's a weird thing for guys to be into to me.
Me too. But you know what? It's like I said before, I've known a bunch of these swinger types, and I'm really yet to see a really hot one. Now, the one that I am friends with, it's pretty attractive. But for when I've seen these parties and shit, no, they weren't. They were ugly.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never been in that world.
No, me neither. You've been in a lot of fucked up worlds, too.
I have a couple friends, I think, that have attempted maybe to swing, and they're actually two good-looking people, so maybe that's why they can't break in.
No, well, they'd be the most popular people at the party, man. Because there's a couple of those swingers clubs around.
Yeah.
Was it 440 in Milford and...
Well, see, that's the thing, is I don't think he's trying to go to the swingers clubs. I think he's just randomly trying to get girls through Snapchat and such to come fuck him and his wife.
But if they're good looking, they shouldn't have any problems.
They're good looking, but they're also not going. They're going for the younger crowd. It's harder to find some people in their 20s willing to do some freaky shit like that. You know what I mean?
It is.
I don't think these are both people in their early 30s. I don't think they're trying to go much above their age range.
Well, that's possible.
So they're looking for also attractive people.
Yeah, they ain't going to find those.
Well, they have.
Have they really?
At least one, yeah, that I know of.
Well, I'm sure they're out there.
I don't know.
We
maybe
talked about it with Nick. He said, you know.
We're going to have him on, so maybe he'll elaborate. I'm not going to mention any names without him admitting, but I know he's going to admit it, so.
Oh, nice. I wonder if he'll show me naked pictures of his wife or anything.
No.
Why wouldn't he? He's a swinger.
No. Because I don't think it's a swinger like that. I think they're just looking for a girl to fuck.
Oh, just a chick to
fuck. Yeah, I don't think they're having guys fuck his wife.
Oh, I got you.
They're just looking for threesomes.
Oh, I get it. I know there's a lot of women out there looking for three ways, too. I mean, chicks are into that. But, hey, to each his own. This is episode 7, guys. And, first of all, as we do at the beginning of every show, we have to give a welcome and a shout-out to all of our foreign listeners.
Yes, we got a new one. I can't ever pronounce the name of that country, so I'll just hand it over to you.
Well, we had a listener from the United Arab Emirates.
Emirates, okay, that's the part I always fuck up.
So I'm thinking Dubai, something like that probably. Saudi Arabia, maybe.
I don't think Saudi Arabia is part of that. That's a country.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm not really sure, but Dubai then probably.
I don't know.
Is where I'll go with it, but whoever you are.
It's someone filthy rich, probably one of those sheiks or one of those, you know, people that just have millions and millions of dollars and hang out on yachts.
Could be.
That will pay porn stars and stuff like ridiculous amounts of money just to come out there and get butt fucked and then go back to America.
But I wonder if this is going to be like one of those Salman Rushdie deals where, you know, we're going to be targeted.
It could be. We could be fucked.
Yeah, it could be, Jason.
Look,
not going to be me, Mike.
Look for Teabag next week in a beheading video.
Getting waterboarded and all that. Who knows? But whoever listened from Dubai, God love you.
Yeah, appreciate you out there.
Glad to have you. And assalamu alaikum.
Are they all Muslim over there?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'd assume that too.
I was stereotyping.
Hey, look, a floating spider.
Yeah, going down towards my my water.
Nah, I ain't gonna kill them. I don't kill spiders.
Yeah, you're a...
Unless they're gigantic, and then fuck them.
You're an animal lover. Hey, I got something I want to bring up today.
Okay, good.
Have you ever shit your pants before?
Of course, who hasn't?
I used to brag that I've shit my pants in like 13 U.S. states. Used to be when I was younger and I got really drunk, I got the horrible shits the next day.
Yeah.
And I've shit my pants a lot.
Yeah.
It, mostly sharts, you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, of course. I mean, you're not getting logs out there.
Let me tell you a good story. We were opening a new club in Forest Fair Mall when we were Bourbon Street. And our design team was out of Chicago. Mm-hmm. So they were doing all the props and, you know, all the decorations and stuff. And we went there in these U-Haul trucks to pick all the stuff up.
This is how all good shit your pants stories start.
This was a great one. We go there to pick it up. So as we're there, we're like, hey, we're in Chicago. We're going to party tonight. We found a titty bar that was not only, it was $15 to get in, all you could eat and all you could drink.
That's fabulous.
Draft beer. And really bad food.
I mean, even, who cares?
Well, $15 I did the next day.
Okay, there you go.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah, and draft beer.
Yeah, so we ate these potato skins and little nuggets of whatever they were. Big. They had a buffet, and we ate and drank. And
that's exactly how you probably should describe that, as whatever.
Yeah, we don't fucking know what it was. But the next day, we were lifting all this heavy stuff and putting it in the truck. About 20 minutes away from the hotel, and they had these big 10-foot metal pipes that were going to run up the walls. And I was feeling fine. I thought I was feeling fine. I went over, I grabbed my end of the pipe, picked it up, full shit, filled my fucking drawers.
Oh, God.
Okay, and it wasn't a short.
Yeah.
It was just the pressure of lifting this heavy pipe, and it filled them. And I'm standing there, can't deny it. You can't, like, you know, it's the kind of thing where you can't. Like, try to go off somewhere and do the bathroom and clean yourself off.
No.
I shit all over the back of my legs. I had no other clothes.
Yeah.
I'm at this design office, and I'm like, hey, guys, I need a break. They're like, what's wrong? I said, well, I just shit all over my fucking pants and all over my ass and everything else. I had no other clothes. Nobody there had any clothes that could fit me. So somebody drove me. Get this motherfucker. He was going to drive me to Walmart to buy clothes.
Yeah.
He didn't take his car. He took the company pickup truck and made me sit in the fucking back.
I wouldn't take my car either. I have an option.
Well, bottom line is, I think that was state number 14. And I know a lot of people have shit their pants.
That's good.
And they don't talk about it or whatever, but I like to talk about it.
Yeah, I don't mind admitting shitting my pants once or twice in my life. I can't claim they have 14 states, but I don't think I ever drank beer like you drank, so... Maybe that explains it. I don't know.
I don't know what kind of shit it was. It might have been a Jaeger shit, and who knows what I was drinking. It was draft beer, all you could drink, whatever it was. But I'm telling you, I devoid my bowels.
Yeah. Well, Wednesday night, I had to take an early out because I couldn't trust a fart. And it never happened, but it was just that whole feeling like, oh, this could happen at any point. I don't want to be on second base on a craps table with a... my good buddy Juan Tan sitting next to me and me shit my pants and never had heard a fucking end of it for the rest of my life.
Oh, God, you never heard the end from me.
No, as I shouldn't. And then Juan, too.
Why didn't you just wait till your break and go to the shitter?
I did every break, but it was one of those things where that hour that you have, it could have went. You know what I mean?
It's one of those shits where you got, like, the hard plug.
Yes.
And then it's pure liquid on the other end.
It's just liquid. You know what I mean? And it was every time I would drink a water, I would have to shit.
I'm telling you, if you'd have shit your pants at work, it would have made my fucking year.
Yes, of course it would. Why wouldn't it?
Yeah, but... I'd have got on Facebook, hey, just let everybody know Jason shit his pants today.
I mean, it was just going to be a solid shart. And I'm sure someone sharted at some point or another in that casino and no one ever knew.
No doubt.
You know what I mean?
This one was not a shart. Like I said, I emptied my gullet
in
my pants. And I mean, I just threw the pants away like you do, you know, if you shard at a bar or something, you throw your underwear away.
Oh, you throw your underwear. Yeah, of course.
I needed socks, everything. That's how bad it was.
Oh, God.
It was pure quid.
Well, that's a shame, man. That's a shame. It's been years since I've shit my pants, but it's definitely happened. But it's always been more sicknesses or food poisoning kind of things for me than the next day after getting fucked up.
Yeah. Usually with me, it's been you know, drunk. Or maybe I just don't have control over my bowels anymore. Who the fuck knows?
Oh, well,
were you watching NASCAR earlier? I was hearing all these things at work about a bad wreck and somebody really messed up and a car on fire. Did you hear anything about that?
I'm insulted that you think I'd watch fucking NASCAR.
No,
who the fuck do you think I am? I know I grew up on the East Side, but come on, NASCAR?
You could have been watching ESPN and it would have popped on.
No, I really don't watch TV during the day. My kid controls that.
Really?
Yeah.
Your 5-year-old?
Yeah, I just let him watch whatever.
Hey, did you see the All-Star game last night?
No, I heard it was fucking great, and I'm really pissed off that I watched. I was actually watching NXT's pay-per-view, getting in professional wrestling.
Oh, yeah, that's important.
Well, it is to me.
You watch fucking wrestling. Not only do you watch wrestling, you really follow it.
Yeah, I don't just watch WWE.
You watch all of them.
Well, not all of them. There is people that watch all of them. I don't have that kind of time, but...
All-time favorite wrestler. Who is it?
Ooh, right off the bat. Wow, that's a tough one.
I was a Triple H guy.
I did Razor Ramon.
Ooh, I remember him.
The initial Razor Ramon. Now, I always liked Razor Ramon through his career. He became Scott Hall, and now he's completely fucked up. But when Razor Ramon first came out, I fucking loved it. It was such a great gimmick. I'll go top three. I'll get Razor Ramon, and really no order, I guess. He was just the first one to pop in my head that I really love. The Undertaker is a fucking classic.
He is.
Will always be a classic. So The Undertaker's definitely on my list.
Kane's brother.
Yeah.
Isn't that Kane's brother?
Well, Kane is Undertaker's brother. Kane came second.
The same fucking thing, man.
And they were enemies at first. There was a whole backstory that The Undertaker was the reason his face was burnt and all
this
shit.
Does Kane still wear the mask?
He's off and on. Sometimes he'll wear the mask and he'll come back as Demon King, or Kane. And then sometimes he comes back in a suit and tie and he's Corporate Kane.
Corporate Kane.
And you know the funny thing about Kane? Kane is an actual mayor down in Tennessee right now.
Is he really?
Yeah, I forget the actual town. He's a very, very smart fella. He's a mayor.
Well,
he's a Republican mayor down in Tennessee.
I mean, I'm not going to lie and say that I don't enjoy watching wrestling sometimes. My son really likes to watch it. I probably followed it for a few years back then, but it just got too hard to follow all the different people and all the plots. If you miss one thing one week about this guy did this to somebody else, then you're fucked. You're lost.
Well, nowadays, you just read about it on the internet if you miss it.
Hey, you know what I did watch? The China porn tapes. Did you ever see that?
Oh, yeah. That clitoris is gigantic.
It's gigantic, but
yes.
The girl munches rug like no other.
Well, you know how fucked up she is.
She's dead
now. Well, because she was so fucked up all the time.
Really?
She had some real issues. She had bad drug issues, bad alcohol issues.
She was huge.
Her self-esteem and everything, you know, psychologically, she was all fucked up.
She should have been rich, though, right? She was one of the main people.
She probably was at one time, had good money. I don't know how much they pay you after you're gone.
Well.
Out of the business, you know what I mean? And she didn't go on that long of a run.
You got to do porn, so.
Yeah. There's people that, they don't make good money, but not, they're not making, like, basketball player money.
Oh, no, they're not making that kind of, you don't think the big ones are, like The Rock and...
Well, The Rock's not even a wrestler anymore, but...
But Steve Austin back in those days,
again,
Goldberg.
Again, yes, they did very well for themselves, but it's not probably what some people think it is. Now, people like The Rock and probably Stone Cold and all those guys, they had other shit going on besides wrestling, which they could make shitloads of money on.
Yeah.
But the actual wrestling, I'm sure they did well. And I think back then they probably had an easier time making money because there was pay-per-views. Nowadays, pay-per-views are kind of gone, so just like... UFC, these people get paid per amount of pay-per-views they sell. Nowadays, that's kind of off because it's all on WWE Network.
Oh, really? The pay-per-views are done?
No, you don't pay $50 to watch WrestleMania anymore. You pay $10 a month for all the wrestling.
Oh, that's a pretty good deal.
It is a good deal. That's actually what got me addicted again. I dropped out of wrestling for a good 10 years.
Really?
And then I started getting into it with my oldest son, started liking it, and I thought it was so much better than fucking Pokemon and all the other shit that he was into. It was like, all right, this I can actually somewhat watch with him.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry, I can't watch Pikachu. I'm fucking in my 30s. No, fuck you, Kevin Connor. I'm not watching Pikachu. All right?
He doesn't watch Pikachu. He watches only Disney characters.
Well, he's, yeah.
Oh, no, he's a Pokemon guy, and he was hunting for Pokemon shit all the time.
He's in all the nerd shit, and that's something that's became normal. All of a
sudden. It is.
And like the last 5 years, 10 years ago, I feel like we would have picked on these people. Now everybody, you can't bully any. Fuck that. I'm going to bully these nerds.
Every time somebody posts some of those bullshit on there about, you know, hey, what do you think about this Star Wars guy? I always comment nerd.
But with that being said, I'm the guy that's sitting here talking about WWE, so I'm a fucking nerd too.
I'd pay money to see you in a pair of wrestling tights.
I could probably make that happen if money's involved.
Well, you said it yourself. Anything's got a price on it.
Yeah, especially that. Come on.
All right, I got a 10.
I don't want to. I might do that right now if I had wrestling tights.
So what's going on? Anything good?
No. Just chilling, man. Valentine's Day week this week.
Did you get laid?
Yeah, and I had to drop a lot of money though.
Did you really? Did you go out to do the dinner thing?
I didn't have to do shit, but you know what I mean.
Where'd you go to dinner?
I actually enjoy Valentine's Day. It's one time a year that me and Carmen actually go to a nice restaurant.
Who watches the kids?
My dad.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so we went to the Mercer and OTR last night. It was good. Not the best we've ever had, but definitely good. You know, cost a little bit over $100 for the two of us. We each had some drinks. So it wasn't ridiculously expensive.
No, but it was a nice night out with the wife.
Yeah. It definitely had some good food. We had they put us by the window in OTR, right? So these people were walking by. So I would just make sure I was trying to make contact with everybody that walked by, eye contact, and wave to them and just give them a big cheesy smile.
Did they wave back?
Yeah, but all the other uppity kind of people that were at the restaurant were looking at us all funny the whole time.
Like, who are these people?
Yeah, these fucking dorks. I'm wearing
them. I'm not really sure, but I think that woman's black.
And she was maybe the only black person I've seen in the restaurant.
I'm sure she was.
But yeah, you know, they're walking by.
It counts, doesn't it?
Yeah, sometimes, though, I just like pointing and laughing at the people on the street and go, you can't afford to eat this right now.
I'm really disappointed that we haven't had our Black History Month guest yet. Now, the reason is, guys, we want one that's going to be entertaining for you and for us.
Yeah.
And the ones we know are either not funny, not... Listen, all my black friends at work are going to get on my ass. I don't mean you're not funny. But we're looking for a certain kind of guest. We're looking for the guest that represents the black community.
Yes, we are.
We got important questions.
I got some ideas. I got a particular person I think would be all right.
Do you?
I think he would represent the black community well.
All right. Well,
he's a wise man. You know what I mean? Like, he gets it.
Yeah. Does he have a title? Is that the one you're thinking of?
His fucking name? Is that what you're asking?
A
title?
Well, no. Is his name like an English title? Is that who you're thinking
of? No.
You're not thinking of Sir Jerry?
No, I wasn't thinking of Sir... Nothing wrong with Sir Jerry. I wouldn't mind him either. I was thinking of Black Rob.
Oh, Rob would be a great one, I think.
Yeah, I think Black Rob would be good.
Yeah, and you'll really get a kick out of that laugh, too. That laugh drives me crazy.
Me and him have had lots of discussions about the black-white, you know, intermingling and whatnot.
Well, I hope he can answer these questions, because I've gotten quite a few.
That's good. You're just racking up questions from these fucking...
Well, because they're, you know, that's the whole point of this. Understand black history on the white perspective. Answer some questions, like my of question. You know, stuff like that.
Yeah, I don't have many questions.
I've been getting a few. I got two or three on my game the other day. You and I talked about the one.
Yeah. But I already had the answer to that.
Yeah, but I don't know if that's the right answer.
Well, I would like to hear the answer from someone else.
All right.
I'd like to know what that matched, because that would make me laugh.
I get it.
Okay.
But, I mean, he does have what we were talking about.
Yeah. We could always have Big Penis Bob on. I mean, he's not black, but he has a big penis, apparently.
If there's any bands out there locally that are in need of a drummer, I recommend Big Penis Bob Sullivan.
Big Penis.
Not Big Dick.
No. He's not a...
way too classy for that.
Yeah, he's not a rude fella.
He is.
Bob's always in a good mood.
Bob Sullivan. Always.
You know, he's always in a great mood. He doesn't want to upset the chill of everybody.
And I guarantee if he's, like, having sex and he's talking dirty, he's using that word like, ooh, how does my penis feel? Stuff like that. No cock or dick or anything. No. Ooh, I'm entering you with my penis. My big penis.
Can you put your mouth on my penis?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Fillet my penis. And I shall in kind do to your vagina.
Yeah.
Love Big Penis Bob.
Do a little drum roll with his penis on that pussy.
Oh, yeah. He uses it like a stick. He holds it traditional style.
Yeah, he wouldn't have said pussy either. I'm sorry, Bob.
Vagina.
Yeah, he's definitely a vagina guy.
Yeah, and I guarantee that one day we got to have Big Penis Bob on the show.
Yeah, I think Big Penis Bob would be fun.
Yeah, I do too. So, hey, Bob, there you go, buddy. Had to get you some air time.
Hey, you know one thing I did notice last night while I was out and about? You know, I'm in a room with people that dress up. I'm not that guy.
Yeah,
I'm wearing a hoodie and a backwards hat looking like what I look like right now.
Mm-hmm.
But this new trend of fashion where guys think it's all right to show us their fucking ankles.
Like capris, manpris?
Yes. They wear these short pants, these high water jeans or whatever that are, well, maybe not jeans, but whatever that are a little high on them, a little too tight. and then like some dress shoes with no socks, and it fucking upsets me every single time.
And that's like styling?
That's what's in style right now. You're starting to see white guys do it now. If you've noticed over the last couple of years, you look at the NBA players, that's how they dress in between, you know, when they have to dress up and go to bust the bus.
Like high waters.
Yes, it looks fucking ridiculous. And where in the world do these guys think it's all right to show me their ankles?
I don't know.
I don't want to see your ankles.
And they're not wearing socks, or they're wearing the little foot socks that you can't see?
Well, that's my wife told me they do that sometimes, and that offended me even more.
Do you get pissed off when you see a man? Because I used to do this, I'll be honest, and no one ever told me I looked fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
Sandals and socks?
All right.
I did it for a little while because I thought it was normal.
I'd rather you wear socks with your sandals. I don't want to look at man feet.
So you'd rather I wore socks?
Yes. Fuck you. I don't want to look at your feet. I don't really think you should be wearing sandals unless you're on the goddamn beach, you lazy fucks. Put some shoes on.
In the summertime, it's fucking hot.
Cool. Put some shoes on. It's not that goddamn hot.
Well, I didn't really ask that question to get yelled at about my fucking footwear.
Well,
I asked, is it okay that I have socks on?
Well, this is some built-up aggression I have. All right? I've always hated man sandals. I fucking hate it. My best friend's been wearing flip-flops his whole life. He don't care if it's 30 degrees outside.
You don't own a pair of sandals? Not one?
No, for sure do. If I go to the beach...
Which is all the time, because we got a beach very close to here.
Exactly, but that's probably the only reason I bought it. Maybe around the house. But like you, I got, what are they called, slides? I don't got actual sandals.
Yeah, the Nike slides.
I got Adidas slides, and yeah, I always wear socks with them. Always.
Always wear socks. Black and everybody socks. Said, God, you look fucking ridiculous.
I don't give a shit.
I don't either.
Yeah.
But, you know, you don't want to look like a...
You know what looks ridiculous? This guy over here's fucking toenails. I don't want to look at him, all right?
You like toes. You always have.
Dude toes?
Well, and the chick toes. Oh. I mean, the big long ones that you like so much.
They threw me off, but yeah.
Hey, so let me tell you something. What I was watching the other day. I was watching porn.
Okay. All right.
Now, we talk a lot about porn because it's a pastime.
Well, I think pretty much everybody can relate to porn.
Everybody can relate to porn, but I was, you know.
I mean, relating to watching. None of us can really relate to what's going stuff. On. Jesus Christ, you are really into that.
Well, I was, I told you, until that guy started smacking that girl around. Then I didn't know if it was staged or fake.
Well, I'm sure most of them are fake.
I saw one. It was like 10 pages of this shit. And I thought for a second, ooh, this is hot. And then it really fucked with me. It was, it's not the porn I watch, people, but stepbrother and sister porn.
That's big. I run into that all the time on accident. And
huge.
I won't watch it out of basic principle. And I know they're not actually related. It's not a thing.
But
you see it a lot.
You know, the ones with 10 different camera angles, you know that stage. But the one where it's just got a fucking phone sitting next to a dresser, you never know. It could be real. I think that's fucking incest, dude.
Well,
Not biologically,
not biologically.
Fucking creepy.
Do you remember the movie Clueless with Alicia Silverstone?
Oh, I used to love her.
Whatever her fucking name was.
I loved her.
Yeah, everybody did. That Aerosmith video did it for everyone. But anyways. Yeah.
I wanted to put my big penis in her.
I was just going to use Bob's big penis. Anyhow, the end of that movie, and that movie was huge when I was a teenager. And the end of that movie ended with her hooking up with her stepbrother. The whole thing was about her basically falling in love with her stepbrother. And I always thought that was fucking weird.
Yeah.
Her stepsister. Yeah, I mean, it doesn't matter. It's still gross to me. And I'm not really into the stepmother porn, stuff like that.
I'm not either. I wouldn't even watch that stuff.
But that's definitely a big genre.
It was, because I was looking at this porn site just fiddling around. It's like, all right, you know, girls taking weird objects. And then I go to the next page.
Yeah.
It's like 8 pages of the stepbrother, stepsister stuff. Mm-hmm.
Big stuff.
And I'm like, I just don't get that. To me, that's just too creepy.
Well, for Black History Month, I've only jerked off the black porn.
Well, you're growing.
Yeah. So that's what I'm trying to do. No. There's still no black dick in it. I'm saying black girls. Come on.
I thought you were going to have, you know.
Don't be silly.
I thought you were doing it to the eggplant.
No. Still no black dicks.
Come on, try it.
I think there was a Puerto Rican in it the other day. I mean, there was a darker dick, but it wasn't black.
You've done it to black dick before.
Oh, I mean, I definitely have, probably. But, I mean, few and few. The girl has to be ridiculously good looking. You know what I mean? For me to continue on.
You're racist against black dick. I think that's one of the funniest things I've ever heard in my fucking life.
Well, it's the truth, I guess. I don't know what to tell you.
I mean, I understand it. There's a lot of things I don't want to see. You know, when I was a kid, all the porn you watched had big, giant bushes on there.
Yeah.
And now you're creeped out by the hair.
You know what I mean? Watching one at my friend's house that we found. This was probably 1993 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Where there was literally, they were doing it outside, and there was literally flies. Like, flying around this girl's fucking hairy snatch. And I think that did more to turn me off of sex for a while than anything, you know. Just like, ah.
And you know what? That's always been one of my favorite.
Do they all attract flies? I didn't know I'd have to bring a fucking can of Raid to a fuckfest.
Oh, well, that's gross, man. You're swatting them away when you're eating it.
Get away. This is my pussy.
Get off there. By the way, I love that word. I've always loved that word, snatch.
Snatch is a good word.
It's one of my favorite words. Mm-hmm. I thought, like, you know, people used to see word, the cunt word. I don't think that's the most vulgar word for a vagina.
Well, I've never actually called a vagina a cunt. I'll call women cunts. I'll call some men
You've
cunts.
You've never said, ooh, I'm mistaking your cunt now?
Yeah, I don't think I've ever, like, referred to the vagina as a cunt when I'm actually talking about the vagina.
I think the most graphic term for a vagina would be gash.
Gash just sounds like something a serial killer would do.
I think gash is much more offensive than the C word.
Especially a guy saying it like, hey, I'm going to try to give me some gash tonight. Yeah. And that's there's nothing more creepy than that.
But I've heard girls say that I'm going to go get some dick.
That's fine.
Girls talk nasty too.
No, yeah, sure. But they don't say gash. They don't say I'm going to try to get some of my gash tonight.
And I've heard guys say that too. What are you doing tonight? I got this piece of gash coming over. I'm going to hit that.
Gash. Oh, man.
I think that's the best, most vulgar word for a vagina.
It is gash. A good one.
I love it. I don't mind twat. I think twat is happy.
Twat's all right. Yeah, I never feel bad about saying twat.
No, me neither.
No, that doesn't bother me. Muff.
Muff is a good one.
Muff's a weird one.
And one of my all-time favorites, beaver.
Beaver. I love beaver.
Me too.
I've started my five stick calls. Now five, the fever, the beaver, the five. And no one catches it. Ever. No one's ever called me out for saying beaver in the middle of a stick call.
Now, when I was a teenager, and you said it was a beaver, it didn't have any hair on it. It was bald.
Yeah, I think you told me that when we were talking about beaver.
Now I think beaver
just
means pussy.
All right. Yeah, yeah. To me, it's always just meant pussy.
But, I mean, I love that word.
That's
I think
a good
it's
one.
Such a fucking happy word.
Meat wallet?
Meat curtains.
Meat same curtains. Ah, see, now meat curtains to me. Now we're talking about an ugly vagina. We're not just talking about a regular vagina.
Meat wallet.
When someone says a meat curtains, I'm just like, ah, oh, there's just too much skin going on.
See, I always say that if I see an ugly one, I say it looks like a Doberman eating mayonnaise.
I've never seen a Doberman eating mayonnaise, but
imagine the visual.
I can get the picture.
Just chomping with this white puffy stuff in the
mouth.
I've seen a few of those.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The mayonnaise and everything, too?
Well, yeah. I mean, there's always going to be a little extra cheese on the taco every now and then.
Oh, shit.
A little extra cheese on that taco.
You seen, I watched a Jay and Silent Bob reboot last night. You a Jay and Silent Bob guy?
Big time.
Fucking sucks.
No way.
It's
does it really?
Giant pile of shit. I was so disappointed.
Well,
man.
Silent Bob's talking now, right?
Nah, he pretty much plays the Silent Bob character for the most part.
Does he?
I mean, every movie he always does one long extended talk point.
Right.
But, no, actually, Kevin Smith, who plays Silent Bob and also is the director and the creator of all that shit, I'm sure everybody knows that.
Yeah.
He featured himself way too much. He was a character within himself. He played himself in the movie and was in it a decent amount. And you had Silent Bob, so it's just like too much Kevin Smith. That's never the funny part about that movie.
No.
All the cameos that came in, they never really did anything besides maybe do throwbacks to the old movies. You know, and that's not enough to carry a movie. You still need the
fucking
story.
I think Clerks 2 was my favorite one.
Clerks 2 is great, in my opinion.
I love that one where they worked at the fast food restaurant and Jay and Silent mm-hmm. Bob stood outside.
Yeah, this was the only one disappointing
their convenience
to me.
Store burned down.
Yep. This was the only one that's ever been disappointing to me that was part of that universe.
Right.
I mean, he's had some other weird shit that he's put out that suck. But, you know, he had like a cheerleading movie or some shit like that in Canada. And
who did? Silent Bob?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
And
Kevin Smith.
And what's Jay's real name?
Jay Muse, Jason Muse. He became a junkie and shit for a while.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah, he got real bad in the dope.
Real life?
He's a real fuck up, yeah. And he's kind of got his shit back together the last few years.
But this movie was terrible.
Fucking awful.
Then I'm not going to watch it.
Yeah, don't watch it. Don't fucking give in to this guy. And if you do, bootleg it. Kevin Smith deserves no fucking money for this.
It was that bad.
It was bad, dude.
But you watched it all the way through.
It was a jerk-off fest. You know what I mean? Like, as far, it was just like an ode to himself. Like, fucking get over yourself. Well, it was weird.
That's really all he's ever fucking done. I mean,
to a certain extent, but at least the past ones were funny. I mean, Mallrats is fucking hilarious. Mm-hmm. The original Clerks was super creative. He did it for basically no money. It was great. It was funny. Clerks 2 was good. They didn't do
Chasing Amy, did they?
Yes, they did that Chasing Amy too. That was, you know, some people like that movie a little bit more than others, and that was
Ben
towards
Affleck
the bottom.
Was in that.
Yeah. Dogma. I fucking love Dogma.
I like Dogma.
It was ridiculous.
Another Ben Affleck.
Yeah, well, yeah, Ben Affleck has been in most of them. He was in this one too.
Clerks 2, I thought, was the funniest one.
Yeah, it was good.
The guy working, cooking in that fast food restaurant was fucking killing me. That was the funniest dude ever.
But do not watch the new one. Don't waste your fucking time. It was a shame. I was kind of pissed. I don't watch movies very often, so it's, you know.
I was going to go home tonight and try to catch that Parasite movie.
Yeah.
On the Fire Stick.
It's worth watching.
Well, that's what I figured. It won fucking Academy Award. It's got to be decent.
I'm going to watch Doctor Sleep at some time this week.
Doctor Sleep, who's that?
That's basically the sequel to The Shining.
Oh, okay. Fucking great movie.
Yeah, The Shining was great. I've heard this one's pretty good.
I might also watch some porn.
Well, that's goes without saying.
Go home and romance myself a little bit. I bought a new Yankee candle.
Oh, you got a Yankee candle now to do
some. You know what? I was talking to Aisha
about
it. My ex-wife kind of got me hooked on the fucking candles in the house, and it really does make the house smell better.
Yeah, of course.
But I didn't know that the cheap ones basically don't do shit, so I've been buying cheap ones.
Yeah.
Kroger ones and fucking Walmart ones. So I went out and spent the money today or yesterday on a fucking Yankee candle. That motherfucker is awesome. My house smells great.
How much does a Yankee candle cost?
It was $28.
Jesus, for a candle, right?
One of those huge ones.
Yeah, still.
In a jar. Yeah. You know, and they say it burns a lot longer, whatever. But this thing, it even makes your house smell good when it's not burning.
Yeah.
Fucking digging it like a day off. Loving it.
I've always been a candle guy.
Like, you ever see Debbie Does Dallas?
No, I haven't.
She worked in a candle store.
Mm-hmm.
Her boss's name was Mr. Hardwick.
Ooh, nice play on words there.
She shoved every kind of candle you can possibly imagine up that cooter.
Really, in the movie?
Another great word, cooter.
Cooter is a good one. The old cooter.
Love it.
Coochie.
What's your favorite words for dicks and pussies? We want to know.
Yeah. I don't know about dicks. I usually don't go further than dick or cock.
See, I think there's funny words for dick.
Wiener.
I like dong.
Dong is definitely one of my favorites.
Dong's a great word.
Donger.
Yeah. Why don't you come over here and play with my dong for a while? That's a good word.
That is a great word. And it's so childish, but
pecker.
Not. Pecker's a great
pecker.
Word. I like when black people call white people peckerwoods.
Yeah.
That's a great insult.
Or peckerhead.
Yeah. They don't really do peckerhead. It's peckerwood, I think, is meant as an insult.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know what it was originally came from, but peckerwood was definitely an insult to call white people.
Why is cracker an insult?
Because crackers crumble.
That. Oh, is that what that means?
I don't know. Some guy that went to prison told me that. Crackers crumble, honkies rumble. So to be called a cracker in prison was an insult. To be called a honky is a term of endearment.
See, when I was young, honky was the bad word
for
white
people. Was it ever bad?
George Jefferson and Chevy Chase, when he was in St. Louis, lost on vacation, they put honky lips on the side of his car.
Honky? I thought honkies don't have lips.
Honky lips.
I thought that was our whole thing. They made fun of us for not having a top lip.
Honky lips. I never understood what cracker meant.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's white. That's it. I don't think it went much deeper than that.
Someone told me. And this was a black guy, a friend of mine, that said that cracker was like a slave owner that cracked a whip.
Well, I could see that, but I mean, that doesn't seem insulting.
No, it doesn't.
You know?
Well, I mean, except, you know, being called a slave owner, which I'm from fucking Arizona. Nobody in my family ever owned a slave.
Arizona missed out on the slaves, I think. They never got that far west when that slavery shit was happening.
I don't think any of my ancestors were ever slave owners. They were all from here and above, you know what I mean?
I couldn't tell you. You know what I mean? Irish typically weren't the slave-owning types because they were the lower-class citizens themselves. They were They're the shitheads of the white people.
Do you ever have any family from south, down south?
No. I think my grandma grew up in Kentucky. So I think Kentucky's about as far south as we went. And I don't know how deep her family went there. I don't know. If so, I've never heard about it. I got some German in my blood, too. They're all, who knows?
Yeah.
Nowhere in my family is money. I can tell you that.
Well, I'll give you something messed up. My five-year-old had to write. They were in first grade, mm-hmm. and they literally had to write, what was one good thing that has happened in American history or whatever.
One good thing?
Yeah, one good thing that...
Okay, sure.
You know, they didn't want to get religious, but my son actually wrote he was glad that slavery ended.
Oh, that's cool of him.
It was way cool.
Yeah. You think it's because he hung out with Kane a couple weeks ago?
No. I don't think that's any... my son goes to Coleraine. Oh, okay. Half his friends are black kids. But, no, he asked me about probably 6 months ago. He heard the word slavery, and he asked me what it was. And I told him what it was and told him how fucking awful it was and all that stuff. And he held on to it. I mean, we'll be sitting there watching TV and he'll just, you know, Dad, I'm sure glad slavery's over. And which is really cool.
It's
you know,
cool, but it's a weird thing to say.
It is. But the last thing, you know, the one thing you really hope as a parent is that, I mean, as a fucking good parent, is that your kids don't fucking hate anybody.
Yeah.
The last thing you want to do is raise a racist kid or an asshole. You know what I mean?
You think there's a possibility that a non-racist person could raise a racist kid? I mean, I guess it could happen in outside influences and
well,
such,
yeah,
but
that's
I just can't.
What I would think learn it.
95% of racists are racist because their family probably was racist. You know
well,
what I mean?
Yeah,
shit
and
they
there
were
are some shithead
people.
Parents that teach their kids that still today.
Because you'd have to be full fucking dumbass to actually be racist on your own. You know what I mean? This is shit that's been brainwashing these people since they were little kids, and I think that's why they think that.
But, I mean, they're still assholes that teach their kids how to be bullies and pick on fucking... All I want to do is raise normal, nice kids.
Yeah.
Assholes.
I want my kid to be better than me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Everybody wants that.
You know, and I'm not racist, but I definitely have some bully tendencies.
The other day,
I want him to have those.
The other day, my son started crying because his grandpa died. My father.
Okay.
Well, he died in 1995. None of my kids were born then. Well,
that's funny.
He just felt it sad that his grandpa was dead.
Yeah.
And which was really cool. But I'm like, son, you never met him. I said, your brother Ethan never met him.
Yeah.
Ethan's almost 20. He died 25 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
He just finds that sad. Very sensitive kid I've got there.
Sounds like a pussy.
But no, he's not. He's up yours, man. He's not. He's going to be a stud. He's going to be an athlete. That's his brother. Can't wait to get a hold of him for that. But I thought it was funny. In first grade, he wrote a paper that he's glad slavery's over.
Yeah, no, that's cool of him.
I think it's pretty cool.
I don't want to talk slavery, though, during Black History Month. I'm going to have a hard time making jokes.
Well, no, I'm just pumping up my kid a little bit for being a fucking cool kid. Clam.
Clam is another really good one.
Words for pussy are popping in my head as we talk. Clam. And I don't mean bearded clam.
That's good too, though.
Yeah, it's a good one. But I like the word clam.
Just clam on its own.
Yeah. God, there's so many. Now I want to talk about it, but we've already passed that. But
No, you keep on bringing them up as they come along. I mean,
because they're all good ones. I don't bring up bad ones. I don't bring up bad ones. I love clam. Because it looks like a clam. Hairy taco.
Taco. The taco is also a good one.
Yeah. I'm not crazy about gash.
I still
like I said.
Can't giggle without eating a choco taco. Well, you know, when you get to the store and get a choco taco.
You run your tongue up the thing?
A little bit. A little bit.
Sick fuck.
Start at the top.
Earn your brown wings.
Yeah. Come up a big chocolate face.
You can't buy those at Kroger.
No, they're hard to find, really. They sell them at work every once in a while. That's where I've ate all my recent choco tacos.
We tried to buy some at Kroger. Not available. Hey, we got our girl Brittany coming in next week for her news.
She gonna be nude?
I told her we did it nude. She's, you know, she says, hey, that's showbiz. She's in.
Yeah, we might end up, you know, we're going to see her pocketbook.
We might take a peek at the meat wallet.
The old poontang is going to be shown.
Poontang's another good one.
Poontang is a great one.
I love poontang. I mean, I like all these words.
You could go nice. You can go lady garden.
Lady garden?
Lady garden or nether regions.
I've heard those, but I've never heard lady garden in my life, but I've heard nether regions. I don't like it.
You can get a little creepy and go cha-cha.
No.
That's kind of Spanish.
No. Chon-chon.
Chon-chon.
Spanish.
The old love tunnel.
That's how the Mexicans would say it. They'd say, give me some of that. Because it's panocha is the word for pussy. So they say, give me some chon.
The old meat sleeve. Oh, God.
The hatchet old, wound.
The old
is another good one.
Panty hamster. That's the first time I've heard panty hamster. I like it.
Hey, what happened to you the first time you took a girl's underwear off and that white crusty stuff was in the crotch? Did you freak out?
You know, I don't remember the first time I seen that white crusty stuff being.
It's actually kind of yellowish.
Yeah, yeah. Being when I was fucking. I think I maybe like they were just on the floor of the bathroom or something like that. You know what I mean?
And then when you went in the next day and picked it up and it had the flaky stuff?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if I had to pick it up. I might have just seen it from a distance. Either way.
Totally normal.
Yeah, and at first you're like, uh-oh, what's wrong with this one?
Then you start scratching and you're thinking, I've got something here.
And then you realize all girls pretty much have that.
Yeah, that's just pretty much thing. Every girl in the world.
I mean, because they have an open part of their body just there.
Yeah, just you know kind of, I mean? Every now and then it sneezes a little bit.
Yeah, it'd be like having a permanent mask on, you know, around your mouth. You're going to get some slobber on that mask. You know, you got an open thing there.
Well, that's why I never rub one down within like a half hour of going to work or going out. Because I guarantee as soon as I'm done, 15 to 20 minutes later, a little glob of seminal fluid pops out the tip.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're going to have sticky dick the rest of the day.
It's clear,
yeah,
but it stains your underwear.
But it's still there, and it's just, it's there.
How does clear stuff stain your fucking underwear?
I don't know. How about the old front butt?
Front butt?
I don't know why. It just makes me laugh.
You mean the girls with the front?
No, that's just another name for a pussy.
Oh, a front butt?
Front butt.
You know, there's two kinds of pussies, and I found this. There's the conch shell pussy,
yeah,
which is just, it looks like just a line going down the middle.
That's my favorite pussy.
You can't see any of the lips or anything.
I'm good with that.
You like the conch shell.
I like the conch shell.
And then there's the other kind that got the flaps.
Yeah, yeah, the meaty pussy.
Yeah, well, not necessarily meaty.
No, but I get you.
Just open a little bit. Some are closed completely. It just looks like there's a line there.
I like that. I like that. I like the conch shell.
I don't.
Why?
I don't know.
I think it looks more innocent.
Yeah, but I think it's vapor locked, and I think more shit that should be out of it is stuck in it.
Oh, didn't think about it that way.
It's vapor locked, man.
Vapor locked.
You peel that thing open, you can hear it go. Releases a little air.
Lets a queef out from three hours earlier.
I guarantee those are the ones that stink more.
I don't know, man. I like those.
You like the conch shell?
Yeah.
I don't. What do you guys like? Let us know.
Yeah, definitely let us know what kind of vagina you like. Apparently, there's only two kinds also.
Well, no, I mean, the second kind that's got the lips, I mean, those have a lot of variations.
Yeah.
You know, you can have the hanging roast beef. You can have the high and tight ones.
High and
but
tight.
But you can still see the inner labia.
Labia. That sounds nice when you do that.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
It sounds a lot better than gash.
The old cupcake.
The labia majora.
Majora. Oh,
the majora is the big fat out part. And the labia minora is the little foldable ones on the inside.
Anyway, speaking of vaginas, have you looked into Mike Bloomberg yet? He's about to start really running for president.
Yeah, he really is,
too. He's pumped a lot of fucking ads out.
And he's got a lot of steam, man. He's taking all the Biden vote.
Yeah, well, that's kind of the crowd he's going to get.
Well, yeah, Biden's going to just, as he goes up, Biden's going to drop.
Yeah, they're both pieces of shit, in my opinion.
I never knew how much money Bloomberg was worth. Fuck.
Oh, he makes Trump look like a poor guy.
He does.
Yeah, he's a rich motherfucker.
God, I forgot what they said, how many billions he was worth, but it's like...
I think this has been this guy's long-term plan for a while, is become president. I mean, he went out of his way a couple years ago to try to get the House turned, you know, into Democrats' favor, put shitloads of money in it. He's been planning this for a while because he wants to go in as president with a House and Senate backing him.
I
obviously,
never knew
he
had that much money.
He's ridiculous. The amount of money he's spending is insane.
Is he spending his own money?
You know, what's funny is he puts up Facebook ads or whatever, and I made a snarky comment the other day on one of them, and automatically get a message from him. Which is funny because it's just like Mike Bloomberg's writing you. Yeah, oh, yeah. Sure. You know what I mean?
What did Mike say to you?
I didn't fucking talk to Mike. But, I mean, he's paying people to do this, obviously. So the amount of money that he's putting in, that shit don't happen on Bernie Sanders' page. That don't happen on Donald Trump's page. You know what I mean? Where they're contacting you right away, trying to get you into their little circle.
And how about all these people that think all these Donald Trump tweets, that he's personally making all of them? There's no way he's making all of those tweets. He's got other things to do.
Take a couple seconds to do a tweet. I don't know. I'm sure some people make some of them, but I think he makes the majority of those. I really do.
Really?
Because they come in spurts, too.
Yeah, they do. But you know what I mean? Anything that happens on the
news. I imagine when he's on the shitter.
Well, that's true.
I mean, it really could be. It could be just when he's on the shitter. Because if you pay attention to his Twitter timeline, they'll come in spurts. They'll come in for like 15 minutes. They'll spew out all sorts of shit. And then you won't hear again from him for a good 8 hours or so.
That's true. He could be on the royal throne.
I'm sure some of that shit's definitely, you know, his interns or whatever the fuck working for him.
Yeah, his fucking staffers or whatever. But yeah, I see Bloomberg and Bernie going after it.
Yeah, it's a shame, man. I hate the idea of Bloomberg coming in and buying this election. I see him as not really any worse than Trump. They're kind of the same person. Fuck, Bloomberg was a Republican most of his life. He just recently went the other way.
He was New York mayor, right?
Yeah, he was New York mayor for a while. He didn't really have anything significant happen during his time. Say what you want about Giuliani, but Giuliani did kind of turn that city around.
And now they're putting him under the fucking microscope right now for supposedly...
Oh, he's doing illegal shit.
Yeah, doing illegal shit with Trump.
Yeah. Giuliani's a piece of shit these days, but I think back in the day when he was the mayor of New York, he did some good shit.
Well, he was the 9/11 mayor.
He turned... Well, that just happens to be at the right time, right place. Or the wrong time at the wrong place, whatever you want to say.
Well,
was,
it helped, you know, his career, believe me.
Yeah, it definitely helped his career. But he turned Newark around. Like, you can go to Times Square now. That used to be a smut zone. You know what I mean? That's where you used to go see peep shows and get your hooker was Times Square. Now
you can't do that anymore?
No, Times Square is just like...
Can you go anywhere in New York to see a peep show?
I don't know if peep shows are a thing anywhere anymore.
There was one in Arizona.
Well, we're talking Fannies. A long time ago, though, right?
I'm
saying,
but
like,
I went
now.
To it. I went to it.
Yeah.
Several times.
You just go in and like, tell me about your peep show.
And it was called Fannies. It was right next to the Greyhound track.
Mm-hmm. Good place for it.
Me and my buddies. Yeah, it was a real shit part of town.
Well, that's where you want them.
Yeah. And there was a lot of porn theaters and stuff in Phoenix, mm-hmm. you know, bookstores and all that. But this was the only peep show around. It's called Fannies.
The only peep show in town.
Yeah. And we would go there. We would go to the dog races and, have some beers and bet on some dog races, whatever. Then we'd go to Fannies right next door. When you walked in, it was a big round room, okay, with little stalls all along it.
Yeah.
Basically, you put a quarter in, the window comes up, naked ladies on the other side, dancing around. Then she comes over to you and tries to put her titties in your face, tries to get you to tip while you're in there, okay?
So you're not, there's not glass?
There's glass.
How's she going to put her titties in your
face? No, she'll like rub them on the glass and stuff and try to, try to get you to give money.
Are you allowed jerking off?
You'll hear that the rest of the story.
Okay.
It's really fucked with me for a long time. But then in the back room, you can get a girl in a back room where you're all by yourself.
Yeah.
And when the window comes up, her snatch is at eye level.
Okay.
Okay. And that one costs more.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, you're supposed to go back there and rub one down.
Okay.
So I'm in this fucking booth at Fannies. You put quarters in, you know, little tokens.
Yeah. Like you're at Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah, that's what they are. They're little fucking tokens. And I'm sitting there watching this naked lady. I think I was 19,
mm-hmm.
maybe 20. Oh, God, this really fucked with me. I dropped some of my tokens.
Okay.
And it's pitch black in there.
Oh, God.
I reached down to pick up my tokens.
Oh, God.
And it was landing in a pile of spunk.
Oh,
and I had
God.
Another guy's nut all over my fingers.
Oh.
Swear to God, on my kids, that happened.
I reached
down. I
wouldn't know what to do.
It was like poison, like battery acid was on my fingers. I reached down to grab the token, and I came up with cum on my fingers. And I dropped the token, and I went running. There's no bathroom there. So I ended up rubbing it on my pants.
Oh, God. Then you know you got a big jizz stain on your pants.
Another guy's jizz, too.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that makes it worse by far.
Yeah.
I don't care if I get my own jizz on myself.
And I never told any of my friends that. Because it's the kind of shit you never live down, ever.
At 19, probably, you don't tell them.
No. And I should have just let the fucking two or three tokens fall. But I was 19. I didn't have a lot of money.
No, I would have reached for them, too. I wouldn't have thought about the factor become
it was
on
pitch
the ground.
Black. It was a fucking load of population yogurt, and my token was sitting right on top. It had to have been, because when I reached down and scooped it up, It was all over all five fucking fingers.
Oh, Jesus.
It was gross, man.
Yeah, see, I thought they had people clean them in between every show, but
they're supposed to be. The guy sells the tokens.
Yeah, I guess the regulations on the peep show thing aren't that tight, you know.
But this is the public one. The jerk-off's supposed to be in the back.
Yeah.
This was the public one. You could see, when you're standing there and the little window comes up, you could see the other guys across from you and there were little windows.
You think that's going to slow some of these motherfuckers down?
Fuck no.
Obviously not. You know what I mean? Yeah.
I ended up with duck butter all over my fucking fingers. And let me tell you something. I didn't go back there for a long time.
I don't blame you.
Long time.
I don't think I'd ever go back there.
No. No. And the first time I was at one of those adult bookstores and a gay guy hit on me, I freaked the fuck out. I was in the car. I was walking to the car. Me and my buddy were in there.
Yeah.
You know, sneaking. You had to be 21 to get, or 18 to get in there. I think this was when I was 17.
Okay.
We're in there, and I thought that this clerk was eyeballing us like we were, he knew we were too young to be in there.
Yeah.
And I said, I'm going to go wait in the car. And this dude walked up to me as I was walking out. I thought he was like security. You get all paranoid when you're doing illegal shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, of course.
So he walks up to me and goes, hey, what are you doing? I said, I was just in there, you know, checking some stuff out. He goes, you done for the night? I thought he was going to, you know, tell me not to come back or whatever.
Yeah.
I said, yeah, I'm just going to go home. He goes, how about we sit in the car and I suck your dick first?
You didn't say, that'll be $10,000, sir. This was before you had your number?
Yeah, I didn't have a number then. But he said to me, how about I suck your dick first? And I just wigged out.
Hey, what's your number on that, though? Because I think that had to be below 10,000. If you're willing to suck a dick for 10,000 to have a guy suck your dick, what's your number there?
I don't know. Cold bottle of Jaeger, case of beer, maybe.
I was thinking the same thing. Like,
it's like a guy at work said, hey, would you let that fat girl right there blow you? And I said, I'd let you blow me.
No, I don't think I would, but I mean, my price is significantly lower.
Oh, yeah. Not like the $100K you charged to actually
Probably right around $100. I think $100 you can hey, suck my dick.
Guys, did you hear that? Today and today only. Mention that you heard it on this show and you can suck Jason's dick for $100.
Yeah, use promo code Jason's dick. $100. You can suck my dick.
JDick100 mm-hmm. is the online code if you're buying it.
We're having a Black History Month specials. It's only $14.50 for black men.
Yeah, I'm thinking a cold bottle of Jaeger and a case or two of beer. That'd get my pole in your mouth.
Case or two of beer.
Yeah, it'll work out to be around $70-$80.
Hey, that ain't bad.
No, you're not gay if you're getting blown, right?
I don't think so. I mean, I don't know. That's a fine line, but
that's a question that's often been asked.
I'm not sure.
Are you gay if you're getting blown or only gay if you're blowing? Vice versa on the ass, Raymond. If you're getting it, oh, yeah, you're enjoying it. If you're giving it.
No, that's gay.
See, I got to agree with you, but I don't got to agree with you on the blow part.
I think it's still gay.
Is it really?
Listen, man, if a goatee touches my nuts, I'm going to get a little weird about it. All right? And I ain't trying to shit on gay people. It's just it's not my thing. It's,
well, you don't have to worry about me. I don't have $100.
All right. Good. You just got your tax return there, right?
I haven't gotten it yet.
Oh, shit.
I could probably scrape up 30 or 40 if that'll get me a tea bag or something.
Yeah. Yeah, 30, 40 for a tea bag? Of course.
When do you think butt eating got popular? Because suddenly today, it's all over.
Yeah.
It's everywhere.
That's the thing with porn. I think with porn being more prevalent than it used to be. I mean, remember back in the day, porn, you had to go to a store, especially when you were young. You know what I mean? You had to really go out of your way to get some porn.
Yeah.
Some fucking, the old teenagers hid it in the trees in the neighborhood.
Oh, yeah.
That was always the thing for some reason.
When I was young, my parents owned a restaurant, and across the street was a little fucking mini mart right down in the middle of the ASU campus.
Mm-hmm.
They sold dirty magazines there.
Yeah.
So every now and then when I got paid, I'd go over and buy one. And I bought this one, High Society, it was called.
I remember High Society.
And on the very back page,
mm-hmm.
you ripped out the page and it was an actual phonograph record of Dirty Talk. Okay? It was like a cardboard cutout thing
yeah.
and you poked it out and you put it on. I whacked it to that thing 500 times. And I guarantee now you'd listen to it and go, God, this is so fucking ridiculous.
Exactly. But you had to be a lot more creative back then.
Yeah, but it was like a penthouse forum letter put on this little record.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That Your clit is so swollen, it reminds me of a small fat cock. Doing.
Of the China porn.
Yeah, I was digging. All right, well, you could be right. Either way, I'm thankful for whatever brought Bud Eaton to the forefront. But you know what I want to do right now? I want to bring up one of the questions that was posed to us from our pal, the Skinny Guinea. I believe his question went along the lines of, what is the worst date you've ever been on?
I don't even got a good answer for that, though.
I do.
I've never been much of a dater.
Well, when you were young, you went to the dinner and the movies and all that stuff. I took a girl out in high school.
I never really had any bad ones, though.
This one was weird to me. It wasn't bad, but it was weird to me. We go to a pizza place in Arizona. I was in high school. I think it was junior, right? And we were going to go get a pizza, and then we were going to go to this arcade. There was an arcade that everybody hung out in that you paid by the hour. Okay, you pay like $10 or whatever, and all your games were free.
The arcades in the 80s and 90s were the best.
Oh, they were the greatest.
They were the greatest.
And it had all the cool black lights all over the place. And yeah, and you just paid. You didn't have to put quarters in. You just paid your fee at the door.
Mm-hmm.
So we went out. Me and this girl went out to a pizza place. Okay, we ordered a large pizza, a couple of drinks, whatever. Well, the pizza showed up. This girl actually took it, put that little spatula thing down the middle, cut it in half, pushed my half towards me, and pulled her half towards her. Like, basically telling me, don't cross this fucking line. This is my half.
She didn't dig you.
I think she did.
Or she was just weird.
She's just fucking weird.
Yeah.
And I'm like, she split the pizza in half and let me know in no uncertain terms I couldn't eat any on that side of the fucking line.
And did you tell her that you're a man and you get 5/8?
No, I just told her I get $1 extra an hour.
Okay. Yeah. Well,
but that was pretty weird.
That is weird.
So I go out
horrible, but
to the arcade with her.
Mm-hmm.
And this was my worst ever. We end up going to this park. When you wanted to make out and stuff, you went to this park by our house.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Everybody, all the kids play basketball there and whatever. So we're messing around in the grass, like out in the middle of nowhere. She goes, hold on a second. We're getting ready to do the deed. Okay. She reaches down, yanks out her tampon in one move, and flings it over her shoulder.
That's a classy lady.
Now think about that.
Yeah.
Ready?
Yep. How old is she?
17.
That's a seasoned veteran at 17. That's a veteran move there.
She plucked it right out and threw it right over her shoulder.
Okay, was she aggressive?
No, not really.
Otherwise?
No, not really.
I could see this being like a real alpha lady. You know what I mean? This is my half of the pizza.
Yeah, you would think that.
Fuck, let's fuck.
You would think that, but I think it was just like, no, here's my set of rules. And it was funny. That whole date was funny because I was with a buddy. And this girl that my buddy was with, God's honest truth, God, this was funny. He was with this girl who had jaw issues. And if she moved her head or said the wrong thing, her jaw would lock.
Oh, that'd be awful.
And she would have to tap it back in place.
Ugh.
Okay, because I guess it moved too much to the side and the jaws. So we're sitting there in the car afterwards, after me and Miss Tampax 1998 or whatever her name was. And she was saying, yeah, it doesn't happen very often, maybe once every couple of days. I'll just have to give a little knock to free the jaw. And as we were talking, my buddy told a joke. She started laughing, and the jaw locked. He didn't even think about it. He reached up and cracked her in the side of the head. Hit her right in the side of the head. And hits, and not like beats the shit out of her.
Yeah.
But the jaw locked, and he just cracked her in the head.
He gave her the old Sean Connery.
I started laughing. I've never laughed harder. We were kicked out of the car. We ended up walking home. Don't ever fucking see me again.
Well,
don't ever talk to me again. Why was I in trouble?
Well, you were just there.
I was laughing.
Yeah, of
hysterically.
Course.
I mean, not that he just beat up a girl. He didn't. He just wanted to get her job back.
Yeah. He was just trying to help.
Goddamn, that was so fucking funny.
I thought this was going to end up in an awkward blowjob story with jaw locking then.
Oh, no. That would have been way too obvious.
Yeah, but
what do
been
you think
funny.
About the yanking the tampon out real quick and throwing it away? And I'm assuming that it was the very end of the cycle because there wasn't any blood on my dick or anything afterwards. But I just thought it was pretty amazing that We're making out. Everything's getting ready. Oh, hold on. And just pops it out. Throws it right in the grass. I mean,
I don't know. It wouldn't bother me.
It's not going to stop a 17-year-old kid.
I'm surprised it stuck out to you that much, honestly.
Well, I mean, I remember it.
Was this the first time that a girl had pulled one out and threw it?
To me, yeah.
I mean, probably. Well, I mean, 17 is pretty young, so.
I had a girlfriend for the longest time up and before that. We had broke up about 6 months earlier, and she had taken hers out and stuff, but
yeah,
it was never like, you know.
It was never casual like that.
No, it was never like roping a calf. You know what I mean? Just like, it was gone. And it just flung in the grass, and then now I'm ready.
Now, well, like I said, that sounds like a veteran move. I've like to know the history of this girl before that.
Well, I'd like to know what she's doing now.
Yeah, this girl's, she's a Waffle House waitress.
So. Oh, no doubt. No, her family had money.
Oh, okay, never mind.
So she's probably married to a dude with money and probably has his balls in her pocket or something like that. Who knows? I haven't seen or heard from her in, well, not since that night, but I'd seen her afterwards, but. I hadn't seen her in 25 years, probably, so who knows what she's doing. But that was the worst date I think I had ever been on, up until the part where my buddy just cracked her.
I think Minetti's probably been a lot more shitty dates or something. That's what he's expecting a lot of these.
Yeah, I think he's more the dater type. Before he met his fiance, I think he was, you know, pick you up at your house.
Yeah, it was never that.
Take you to dinner.
It was always like, hey, you want to come over and get stoned and go do this? And yeah, because that was the kind of sleazy bitches I was with.
Hey, when's your girl coming in to do her interview? Is she April?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, March will be Sam.
I have to make sure I save a pill.
Yeah, make sure you save a pill for Whoopi.
Yeah, Whoopi's gonna get it.
There's no way she's not seeing that vein.
Oh no, she's probably gonna want to see the vein because she sounds like a down to earth person to me.
I mean, she'll probably want to see a picture of the vein. I don't know about live-action vein.
Well, you won't see live-action vein unless I've eaten the pill.
Well, yeah, duh.
Oh, she'll get a picture of the vein.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's going to go, wow, that's a nice vein. I guarantee you, you can't not appreciate that vein.
Well.
Fucking incredible.
You sure have been talking about that vein a lot since
it
happened.
Well, I'm proud of it. You got to understand, I haven't seen that vein in 30 years, man.
It's like a fourth son.
That Colrain kid that got arrested for rape at Ohio State.
Mm-hmm.
A buddy of my son's.
Really?
Oh, they played together.
Really?
Yeah. He's pretty much, the whole team is pretty much in shock at this. I mean, this looks like a pretty bad deal.
Yeah.
I mean, him and that other guy are going down, I think.
Well, if you rape someone, you probably should.
I agree.
I mean, yeah.
And, you know, but it's like it just freaked my son out because it's the first time. Well, I know this guy. I've known him for years.
Well, that's part of growing up. Eventually, you'll know a lot of fucking lowlifes.
Yeah. Yeah, but you knew most of yours in your teens.
Yeah, for sure.
Guys fucking snorting Cialis and Enzyte and whatever else they were fucking.
That was in my 20s, but either way.
Shooting fucking Jack Daniels.
Also in my 20s.
God, man, you know some fucked up people. But that's cool. I mean, it's colorful. My buddy Bob.
I've barely scraped the surface, dude.
Really?
Yeah, it goes deep.
Oh, I'll tell you what. I got some fucked up friends, too. One time we were having a party at the house.
Yeah.
And my buddy Guy.
What a fucking horrible name.
His name is Guy. No, yeah, fucking horrible this guy's name. Cool as the other
I'm
side
sure
of the pillow.
I'm sure he is, but he has a horrible name.
This was fucking so long ago. He brought a girl to this party.
Yep.
And we're all getting fucking hammered and playing team quarters and everything else. And we're like, what the fuck are you doing bringing a girl to the party? You know what I mean? We knew he was going to take her in the bedroom. We weren't going to see him the whole thing. So my buddy Ken, this nasty bastard, shit on a paper plate.
That's a good move.
Okay, wait. Let me correct it. Guy shit on the paper plate because Bob had the girl.
Okay.
Slid it under his bed before he got a chance to go in there. And I'm talking he made a fucking mountain of shit on this paper plate and slid it under there so that they wouldn't want to be in there anymore.
Ugh. That's a good move.
Yeah,
a
guy did the shitting, and either Ken or Bob was in the bed. But it was fucking, that was awesome.
Yeah, I remember my one friend shit on her coffee table once to fuck with a couple girls that were over.
While they were there, he shit
on them. While they were there.
They left right after, I'm imagining.
There was other weird shit that happened that night, too, that I'm not even going to get into. But, yeah, it's that was a weird night. But there was definitely shit on my coffee table. And I remember being upset because it was literally my coffee table.
Did it have a glass top?
No, it was a wood top.
because you've heard about that movie that where there's camera underneath and some girl walks up and squats over the glass top table and shits on it.
The movie?
It was like an old porn thing, like a two girls, one cup thing.
Oh,
the
yeah.
only difference is
I think
no,
that's a whole,
nobody ate it.
That's another whole genre there, though. Girls like shitting on
that I could never get into,
tops.
Man.
What, I, scat play?
Yeah.
No.
I don't want to see shit.
No, that's not my thing.
You know, chances are if you fart in the middle of the act, it's going to kill it for me.
Ugh.
You ever had that?
Yeah, the farting's not going to slow me down. I don't know. That wouldn't kill it for me. If nothing, it'd be a quick giggle.
That happened to me not long ago.
Yeah.
I farted on the downstroke, and I thought for sure this girl was going to leave. And she said, some made a joke, like, hey, you gross fucker, whatever. I said, that was a total accident.
There's juice on that one.
But, I mean, I was hit.
Is that the noise you make, by the way? You sound like Frankenstein fucking?
No, I think I'm a pretty quiet lay.
Good.
I'll grunt a little.
That's one thing that bothers me about porn in general is the loudness of the male characters.
Yeah, that's not me, really.
If you got a guy making too much noise, I'm hitting next. I'm not going.
Are you really?
Yeah, that's another big one for me.
Really?
I can't stand dudes making their fuck sounds. Just fucking gross. And
right.
A lot of times that's also a tip-off that it's not an amateur porn. I don't think amateurs really do that stuff. You know what I mean?
No, I don't think they do either. And I know an amateur usually doesn't pull out and blow all over your face either.
No, they usually don't have that kind of control.
No. But why is that such a huge porn thing?
I don't know. That's
the facial.
I'm not big into that.
I'm not either. I don't get it. Although, I mean, I've glued an eye shut in my life before, but...
You know, I had a... One of my friends that I lived with for a long time, one of my best friends, I remember finding a porn tape of his, a VHS. So I'm like, oh, what's he into? And it was literally like an hour of just cum shots. Just cum shots.
Facials?
Yeah, and I fucking died laughing from then on out. I just made fun of him constantly for only like oh, he's just into cum shot porn. Because that's so weird to me. It's one thing to like
really
watch
weird.
The whole video and then it end in a facial or whatever, but the... Just have just the facials. You're just jerking off the dudes.
I usually come long before these guys do.
Yes, I never get to that point.
I go by the stuff at the beginning where they're talking. I get to the action right where the pants are coming off.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? I do my business. I'm out.
I usually skip the blowjob.
I do too. I just hit fast forward just a few seconds because I don't want to miss anything good.
Yeah, yeah.
I watched a really gross one the other day. It was an old and a young lesbian. Young hot girl.
Yeah.
85-year-old woman.
Why'd you watch it?
Curiosity, I suppose.
Curiosity killed the cat. Back
but,
off.
I was just like, well, maybe the old lady's just going to go down on the young one.
Mm-hmm.
Nah.
Oh.
Young one returned the favor.
She's fucking.
Peeled apart that gray grilled cheese and went to town. And the old lady's titties were up, you know, going sideways. They were east-westers. And this young hot girl, I'm like, God, I hope you're getting paid a lot of money for this.
Yeah,
because you're going down on an 85-year-old woman with east-west titties.
Removing the cobwebs from that motherfucker. And just,
yeah.
Ugh.
And just sticking her whole face in
and
there.
And what's sad is, you know, she probably got paid like $350. You know what I mean? There's not
I'd
a
have
lot
given
of money.
Her $350.
Well, good point. But I guarantee it's never that much money.
You don't. I heard girls make a lot more than guys unless guys do gay porn.
I can see that being true.
I heard that.
Yeah, I've heard the same thing. I heard guys aren't paid that well in porn. Because I think they're kind of just getting the benefit of, hey, we're working in porn.
Well, I mean,
you don't have to pay them that much. They got a pretty good job.
Yeah, they got a pretty good job. But have you ever heard of any male porn star? You've heard a lot of female porn stars like getting acting jobs later or real jobs. Never
no.
heard of a guy.
The
except
only,
Ron Jeremy.
Yeah, I was going to say Ron Jeremy, but it was never real. He was always just playing Ron Jeremy.
And reality TV stuff is all he ever did.
Or he'll make a cameo in a movie, but he's playing Ron Jeremy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
every time.
But with that being said, I've never heard of it. Has it ever happened? I wouldn't know because I don't know that many male porn stars. You know, for one thing, is that even a thing anymore?
I knew a bunch back a long time ago.
Yeah, yeah.
Because there wasn't
the,
very many. There
back
was only
in the day,
like
there
10.
Was a thing. Yeah, you had, you know, your John Holmes. You had
Rocco Siffredi's.
Rocco.
Yeah.
I remember Rocco. Lexington Steele. I remember him.
The
he
black
was,
guy.
He
Lexington
was the first,
Steele.
Yeah, he was the first giant black dude.
Then there was the two fake ones. There was Long Dong Silver.
Okay, great name.
And the Texas Longhorn.
Never heard of him.
He was a white guy. Long Dong Silver was a black guy.
Yeah.
Texas Longhorn
and
was a
fake
white
dicks.
Guy. I think... They bragged about him being 12 and a half inches
yeah.
long. Now that I know Jonah Falcon's the biggest at
yeah.
just over 13, that was probably bullshit.
Well, they could have been doing the old wrestler thing. Well, they say they're 7 foot and they're really 6 foot nine. but no one's really measuring, so they just go with it. So they might have had the 10.5-11-inch penis, which is still gigantic.
Or they might have measured underneath the balls.
Yeah, measured from the actual asshole.
Yeah, that, see, I was so bummed when I found out you couldn't do that.
Who was another one? Peter North. Peter North was known for his ropes of jism.
He was.
What a thing to be known for.
Right at the end, he squeezed them.
He had a technique.
He built up a little pressure.
And I think he ate like a bunch of pineapple or something like that, he said.
Well, pineapple makes it sweet, they say.
Well, there was another one that makes celery, I believe.
That makes you shoot
there
more.
Was something, I don't know if it's true, but there was rumor that a certain kind of vegetable made you shoot more, and he ate a lot of that. I thought it was celery.
Really?
Yeah. Don't quote me on that. I could be making that shit up, but it's definitely some kind of fruit.
I've never been the rope type.
I don't care.
Well, yeah, you do. I mean, we're talking about things.
Yeah, no, I get that, but
we're searching our souls.
I'm saying on a personal level, I never cared that I couldn't rope it out like that. You know what I mean?
No, I don't either. I mean, if I was a porn star, I guess I'd want to. There was also a real ugly guy, Herschel Savage.
Herschel, that's a great porn name.
He looked like one of the Waltons.
Oh, yeah.
Real dorky dude.
Yeah.
Okay, and you're thinking, oh, my God, what the fuck's these people thinking hiring this guy? Then he pulled the pants down.
He had the screech.
Oh, he had a thermos.
I heard Screech has a big old donger that he did a porno in.
It was a fake porn. It wasn't him. He even admitted
really?
Was another person.
Did not
with
know
curly
that.
Hair. Yeah, okay. It was not him doing the actual porn.
Oh, okay. I did not know that.
No. Not Screech.
Well, that sucks, Screech.
They said it was halfway dark and you only saw him from behind.
Yeah.
You know, and then maybe, you know, they do those camera tricks where you point it at his face and it's just him standing off to the side making fuck faces, you know.
That sucks because I've always, like, looked at Screech since then and think, well, you know, he's fucking Screech and that must suck, but at least he has a giant dick.
No.
And it turns out he might not even have the giant dick.
It was a stunt cock.
I mean, he still might have the stunt cock.
Bring in the stunt cock. Yeah, I would do it on time.
We're about an hour 15. We could probably get some what would you rather's in.
Yeah, now everybody talking about this last one, this the way I changed it with the how much money would you cost.
Were people upset about that?
Well, no, they're just telling me, you know, I've had four or five guys, no, not for all the money in the world.
Yeah, it's gonna happen.
That's the fucking lie in you.
I don't know.
I wanted truth.
I still don't know if it's a lie. I really don't. I think some people are so weird about that shit.
I don't know, man. These people are fucking.
Like if they got fucked in the ass, they'd kill themselves or something because they would think so much, so bad of themselves.
No, not me.
No, of course not. kill myself. Are you kidding me?
No, not me. I'm spending my fitty.
Yeah, your fitty,
I'm
yeah.
spending my fitty K, paying off all my bills, partying like a rock star for about 24 hours, saving the rest.
Yeah, good move.
Well, I mean, probably be laid up for 2 or 3 days, letting the butthole heal.
Yeah, I'm going to have might to take some doctor PTO visit. Time.
Yeah.
Maybe even file for some FMLA.
Well, I don't know if you can get it for that.
Butthole tears? You can't get FMLA?
I wouldn't think so.
If your doctor says, hey, man, his butthole's all tore up.
It's not a medical condition. You took it in the ass.
Well, you could say you fell down on an upside-down chair or something. Just landed the wrong way.
Yeah, just don't listen to this podcast and find out that you were paid 50 large.
I can almost guarantee that my doctor doesn't listen to this podcast.
You don't think?
No. Hey, how do you pick your doctor? Have you had the same one for a long time?
I just got a new one, really attractive female doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Because the one I had before for a long, long time is basically just months away from retiring.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a real old-time kind of doctor. He doesn't, you know, anything new he doesn't really discuss, you know.
Yeah.
So I wanted to find one, a new one that I could go to and kind of start fresh. And
same here. I wanted a young one.
She's very young.
I've looked for two doctors. You know, one I found was a real hot Brazilian girl we had for a while. My wife still sees her, but I don't like her. She was just too aggressive. She wanted to do everything. You
know what I mean? Well, yeah, but I went into this girl telling her I wanted to do everything.
Well, then she's your lady. And then I found another one that don't give a shit about anything, but still younger. So I don't know if that's the way I'm going to go, too. I think I'm going to have to find a new doctor sometime soon.
Well,
I always find that fun to look through the pictures because I just think, who do I want touching my balls? I just know I don't want some, like, old Indian dude rubbing my balls or, you know.
Well.
I think I have to have a female doctor. I don't want a male doctor.
The only thing that's creeping me out about this one, I'm not, you know, she's an attractive young girl.
Yeah.
Perfectly qualified doctor, very knowledgeable. But eventually I'm going to need important. A prostate exam.
Okay, yeah.
And I might feel a little bit weird her shoving her finger in my ass.
I don't know. Dim the lights. put on your favorite song.
You know what I mean? It might just be a little awkward.
Yeah, well, I don't think there's a way that any of those aren't awkward a little bit.
But the question is, since I had a colonoscopy, do I need a prostate exam anymore?
I think you still got to get it every so many years. I don't know how often. I'm not that age yet. I think I'm entering that age soon, right? Isn't it like 45 is when they start asking you to do a yearly one? Or
might I think even it's be 50. 40.
Is it 40?
Yeah.
Oh, then I might be getting a finger in the ass within the next year or so.
You know, it hurts a little.
I've got tested for something in my ass once. I think it was hemorrhoids or something. I definitely had a finger in my ass at one point or another.
Well, the old doctor that I had had big sausage fingers, and it hurt. Yeah. You know, it hurt. This girl hasn't done it yet, but, you know, it was a little weird talking to her about the boner pills last week, but, you know, then I realized this woman's a doctor. She's my doctor.
Now that I think about it, I kind of had like a reverse cuck my first finger in the ass because I was at the emergency room with my wife. And my wife was in the room and watched me get a finger in the ass by a guy. So, you know, she was into that kind of thing. Maybe it did it for her.
She dug it?
I don't think so. It was awkward for all of us. And I was making stupid comments to the doctor the whole time. Like, deeper.
See, I didn't do that.
And then
at
he
all.
Would laugh.
The first time he did it to me, he's like, and this motherfucker, he's like, all right, relax. We're going to go on three. And he went on two. He's that asshole. You know what I mean? My yeah. butthole was still clenched up.
That's a good move.
And he buries it in there and he's feeling around. And it was a finger. It yeah. didn't hurt.
No, it just feels like you got a shit.
Yeah. And, you know, he's digging in there. He's up to the third knuck, and he's feeling around. I'm like, got to be done now. There can't be that much to feel up there.
What are you going for here, buddy?
And why are your pants down?
No, I won't touch your dick while we're doing this.
Yeah.
This is getting
and
weird,
no,
Doc.
The nurse won't leave the room. All right? So, no, absolutely not. All right, would you rather? You know, what is cool about these would you rathers is we're getting a lot of people that are giving us answers mm-hmm. at work. So we, you know, I think it's one of the parts of the show that people are liking. I think they think it's funny, but man, a lot of people are really having a weird image of you and me now.
I don't give a shit.
Yeah, but I'm saying, really man, you shit. Guys are fucked up, huh?
Yeah, yeah, and people think we're fucked up.
Yeah, they do think we're fucked up.
I think people have always thought I was fucked up. I don't care.
I don't care either, because like I said, you know, this whole deal is we don't lie about our past. You might.
Listen, every person's fucked up when you get to know them.
They
every
really
single
are.
One of you are fucked up in your own little weird ways.
I watched that Tom Papa special last night you told me to watch.
Oh, that was funny, wasn't it?
It was funny, especially yeah. the part where he said, you know what? When you're looking at all your old friends from Facebook and thinking they got great lives, they fucking don't.
No.
They post the best moments of their life to
exactly.
make you pissed off.
Mm-hmm.
But their life sucks too.
Yep.
I was like, God, that makes sense.
Yeah, that's 100% makes sense.
It is. All right. Would you rather have a threesome with two of the hottest chicks on earth? But here's the deal. You got two chicks in the room. You're going to fuck one.
All right.
And the other one's going to blow you.
Okay.
Okay. One of them has AIDS, full-blown AIDS.
And you don't know which one?
You don't know which one.
All right.
But they're the hottest fucking girls in the world. You're staring right at them. You pick which one you fuck, raw,
yeah.
bareback, and the other one blows you, okay? You're only going to get the AIDS from the fucking. You won't get it from the blowjob.
Yeah.
But they're two ridiculously hot girls.
All right. I do work at a casino. 50-50 odds are damn good. You're not going to get 50-50 odds
right.
very much.
But, right. I mean, full-blown
yeah,
Magic
full-blown
Johnson
AIDS. Yeah.
yeah.
Well, that's curable, apparently.
Well, they don't have that kind of money.
Okay.
The Magic has.
I think you got to own enough Subway restaurants and you can get it cured.
Right. So you're going to fuck these two girls. Fuck one, get blown by the other.
All right.
One has full-blown AIDS.
Full-blown AIDS.
Yeah. Now, you've got it. You know, that's the premise of this. When it's done, you don't have a fighting chance of that you didn't catch it. You got AIDS if you picked the wrong one.
You got the HIV.
Yeah, you've got the HIV. Or would you rather eat a small plate of dog shit?
Huh.
You have to eat the whole plate of shit.
Yeah, eat the whole
dog
shit.
Or fuck the two incredibly hot girls and have a 50% chance of getting AIDS.
Huh. I actually know a guy that ate a dog turd.
I do too. But this is wet stuff. This is brand new, right out of the chamber.
This guy ate a dog turd in exchange for a pot brownie. There was only so many pot brownies. You want one, you have to eat the dog turd. He did it.
I had a buddy at a party poured Hershey syrup on the white petrified dog turds and sprinkled peanuts on top of them, told they were almond rocas.
Oh, so he fucked with someone. That's
yeah. And one person took a bite.
I'd kill you. That's so much worse than whatever the fuck you used to do with your dick. Swizzles.
Swizzle?
Yeah, that's so much worse than swizzles.
All right, so what are you doing now? No.
All right, eating a plate of dog shit or fucking some AIDS.
You don't know you're fucking the AIDS. You might not.
You got a 50-50 chance at the AIDS.
Yes.
Whew. And I'm guessing these girls, you can't tell which one has the AIDS just from looking at them. They're not they're not towards the end or anything. Sunken in cheeks.
No, I mean, it's none of that, you know. But the whole point is, one of them does have AIDS. But you can pick the two. Fucking Jessica Alba and your fucking girlfriend on the Chappelle, on Half-Baked. You could have those two. But one of them's got full-blown fucking AIDS.
Man.
Or just sit there with a fork and a spoon and chow down on the dog excrement.
I would use a spork, so I didn't have to get both. I'd just get a nice spork from KFC.
Taco Bell used to have sporks, too.
They're great. I don't know why they didn't get bigger than they did. I'm eating the dog turd.
Not a turd. It's pudding. Okay, it's right out of the chamber. It's soft and wet shit. I'm not picking up a hard, crunchy turd and eating that. You're eating a plate of dog shit.
I got kids, man. I can't have AIDS. You know what I mean? Like, I can't have AIDS. I'm going to die. I'm going to... Yeah, then I...
But if you pick right, you just bang two of the hottest women on the planet.
True. Very, very true.
Or one, and got sucked off by the AIDS thing.
I can't have AIDS. That's a bad thing to get, man.
It's treatable these days.
No, if you got Magic Johnson money, sure, but... Otherwise, I don't think it's super treatable. Plus, we're not talking about just HIV. You're talking about full-blown AIDS. I think that's a thing. I think if you get the HIV,
you have AIDS.
If you get the HIV these days, I think it's with medicine, you can make it where you'll never really get the full-blown AIDS. But if this is guaranteed.
You've got Ryan White AIDS.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Not Ryan White AIDS.
Is that in poor taste?
There was not enough Michael Jackson visits to cure that fella.
So you're eating the dog shit.
No one knows who Ryan White is besides me, you, and a bunch of 40, 50-year-olds.
He was pretty famous.
For a certain age group. I guarantee that people in their early 30s and 20s don't know who Ryan White is. Yeah, I'm eating the dog shit, man. Like I said,
it's a whole giant steamy
I get it, man. I'm not looking forward to it. But I can't take that chance. 50-50 is not that great, you know?
You said yourself, in the casino business, 50-50 is pretty good.
We're not talking about the casino business. If you lose a hand of baccarat, you don't have to fucking have AIDS. You know? You put that little
I'm telling you. Janet Jackson with her on the Rolling Stone and Chappelle's girlfriend. Those are the two.
Yeah, but one of them are AIDS-y.
I know.
I can't do it, man. Not going to have the AIDS. You know, it would be a good weight loss thing, like I said before. I could lose some weight. I could probably look good
on
the AIDS.
You'd lose a lot of weight.
Yeah, I would look pretty good on the AIDS, but I can't do it.
Nothing wrong with gaunt these days. It's became quite fashionable. So you'd eat the dog shit.
I'd eat the dog shit before I fit into the skinny jeans.
It's not one bite, man. It's scoop.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A couple of scoops.
A little pudding.
Oh, God.
What, you're getting the AIDS?
I don't want the AIDS.
But you're picking that?
I mean, it's basically a coin toss. Bang two of the hottest chicks on the planet.
I feel like most of these are a coin
toss.
And
walk away with great memories.
Yeah.
Or walk away with AIDS. Or choke down a plate of dog shit. I don't know if I could do it. I think I would puke between every bite.
Oh, I could definitely fuck the AIDS girl before I could eat the dog poop. But the decision will be made to force myself to eat the dog poop. I put a picture of my family right in front of it. You know, I'm doing this for you.
So you'd eat the dog shit.
Yeah, I'd eat the dog shit.
All right, what would you guys do? Would you eat the dog shit? Or would you
I think a lot of these sick fucks would get the AIDS.
Well, because AIDS, you don't die from it anymore if you take the medicine.
I don't know anybody that has AIDS. All I know about is Eazy-E and Magic Johnson.
Tommy Morrison had AIDS.
He's dead.
Yeah, but he was negative like Magic was. He came up negative again. And then he died.
Who knows what was going on with that guy?
Did he really die?
Yeah, Tommy Morrison's dead. He became like a meth head and everything else. Tommy Morrison was out of his fucking mind. Towards the end, he said the AIDS didn't exist. He said it wasn't real.
He had it.
Yeah, that's the funny part. He was fucking his girl raw dog. He convinced this bitch that AIDS didn't exist.
I wonder if she ever got it.
Probably. She was out of her mind, too. They did a ESPN did one of their 30 for 30s or whatever on him, and they talked about it. I don't think they went into the details of that, but I seen it at some point or not. Maybe a Real Sports episode. I'll look it up on YouTube.
What did he die of? Drugs?
I don't know. For being Tommy Morrison for fucking 20 years.
Tommy Gunn.
Yeah, Tommy Gunn on the Rocky movies.
All right, so...
Rocky Five.
You know, I don't want AIDS.
Well, no one wants it, I think.
But it... Nice 50. Now, what if I was to bump that up to three girls and one had AIDS?
Ooh, now I want a 33% chance?
Yeah, one of them you're fucking, one's blowing you, the other one's giving you a rusty trombone.
Ooh, the rusty trombone.
But one of them still got the full-blown AIDS.
Yeah, I think at that point I'm going to take my chances with the rusty trombone.
Are you?
Yeah.
You want the trombone,
don't
you?
I want the trombone. I'm hoping the AIDS-y girl has the rusty trombone duty.
Because she deserves it.
That dirty girl shouldn't have AIDS.
All right, joke time. Kind of one of my cleaner jokes, but fucking funny. Actually, you know what? I'm going to change that.
All right.
I'm going to go with the deep joke. I was going to tell you a funny one or a deep one.
What, like you need a thinker?
This is a thinker joke.
All right.
If you're enlightened enough, like I think you are.
Maybe. If not,
you'll find it funny.
If not, I'll fake a door.
Some people are going to scratch their heads and go, that was not funny. It struck me funny the minute I heard it. I've thought it was funny my whole fucking life. But most people just don't get it.
The person that sits there and says it's not funny this time, we're just going to assume they're dense?
They don't get it.
It's because they're idiots, right?
You'll have to hear the joke first.
All right.
All right, there's a guy. He's sitting at home. He's fucking horny one night. Goes to a bar to try to get laid. Okay? He's sitting there. He's talking to these girls. Nobody will give him the time of day. So he's sitting at the bar, depressed, getting ready to leave, saying, fuck this. This hot girl walks by. And you're going, hey, how you doing? Where are you going? She goes, I'm leaving. Fuck this place. He's like, well, what's wrong? She goes, I came in here. I'm good looking, right? I came in here to get laid. No, I'm striking out. Guy goes, holy shit, I came in here to get laid. She goes, yeah, but I'm pretty kinky. The guy says, I'm the kinkiest fucker around. She goes, really? He said, yeah, you want to come back to my place? He said, yeah. So as they're driving over there, she's like, how kinky are you? And he goes, I'm pretty fucking twisted. She goes, I'll do anything you want. I'm kinky. So they get to the house. He said, here's what I need you to do. I need you to go in the bathroom, put 1¾ inches of water in the tub. Exactly. No more, no less. And I need you to stand on your head in the water. There'll be a lit candle next to you. I need you to take that, shove it up your ass, and wait. So she goes in there with a tape measure. She's filling it. 1¾ inches of water. Exactly. She knows she's right. She keeps trying to stand on her head and keeps falling over. Finally, she gets up there. She's balanced. She's up there. She reaches. She grabs this lit candle, shoves it right in her fucking ass. She's sitting there. And sitting there. And sitting there. He's nowhere to be found. She finally gets so sore and tired, she just falls over, walks out to the living room, and there's the dude channel surfing on the couch. She's like, hey, the fuck is up with you? And he's like, what are you talking about? She goes, I'll tell you what I'm talking about. For 35 minutes, I've been in your bathroom in 1¾ inches of water, standing on my head with a lit candle shoved in my ass, waiting for you. I come out here and I catch you watching TV. She said, I am sore, I am tired, and I'm fucking pissed off. I thought you wanted to get kinky. And the guy says, oh, I do. I just shit in your purse. That is a great joke. Some people don't get it. You got it.
It's fucking ridiculous.
It's ridiculous, but it's funny at the same time.
Yeah, I don't know how you think it's deep, though.
It's real deep, because some people go, I don't get it. I just shit in your purse. I don't understand. Those are the non-kinky people, but that's one of my favorite jokes. But I'm going to give you an extra one. I'll tell you the other one I was going to tell.
All right.
Guy walks into a bar. He goes down to the end. There's this woman sitting by where the bartender works. And the bartender says, "What can I get for you?" He says, "I want a beer and buy a drink for that douchebag sitting a couple stools down." Guy said, "Sir, I don't know who you're talking to. She's a regular. She's in here every day. Happens to be a friend of mine." He said, "Ah, she's a fucking douchebag, but I'm going to buy her a drink anyway." Guy goes, "I'm warning you, man. She's a good friend." He goes, "Ah, just go buy the douchebag a drink and leave me alone." So he walks down to the girl and says, "Hey, that asshole down there wants to buy you a drink. What do you have?" She says, "Ah, give me a vinegar and water."
Ah, the old vinegar.
That's the bonus joke. But the first one, one of my favorites. God, I fucking love it.
You know, that always threw me off. I used to stock groceries at Kroger's, and they had douches, and they had the different scents and flavors and whatnots.
Yeah, Massengill.
Yeah, and when people picked out the vinegar one, I was like, why would you go over that over summer breeze or morning freshness? You know what I mean? You're going to pick vinegar. I want to smell like fucking Easter eggs coming out of my pussy.
My high school girlfriend wanted to try douching, so I did it.
Yeah.
It's pretty fucking weird.
I'm sure.
It was the old disposable ones.
Mm-hmm.
Had this long fucking thing on it, holes all around.
Yeah.
He's basically just stuck in there and squeezed it.
Yeah, like you're putting icing on a cake.
Yeah, that's kind of what it was like. But I think that that's one of the reasons why I say it, in most respects it would suck to be a woman. Guys couldn't have a period every month. They'd cry and whine and bitch. They'd bitch about everything else anyway.
Probably.
They couldn't have babies. Not a chance a man could stomach that much pain.
I could have a baby, but go ahead.
No way.
Yeah, I could have a baby.
There's no way.
Nah, they're ever doing it.
Have you seen your, did you see your kids get born?
Yeah, it's creepy.
It's fucking amazing.
I guess. I was creeped out the whole time.
That it can open like this.
Yeah, I just remember the doctor just having a handful of lube and going at it like a nutcase. I'm just like, what are you doing to that vagina? This is too much. And then the head came out and the baby popped out and yeah.
Yeah, see, I don't know, man. I think
next thing I knew, I had a purple kid. You know?
I think men are pussies. I don't think they can handle it.
I don't know. I just like telling girls they're being wussies about that.
Oh, God, you're that guy.
Yeah, because it's so funny.
See, I'm different. I'm total opposite. I watched my kids being born, and I'm telling you, I watched my ex-wife do it with no drugs of any kind.
Yeah, my wife tried that for Kane, and it didn't last very long.
I'm telling you, the pain she put herself through and what she was able to do, it was amazing to me.
And fucking there's no amazing point. Ladies, get over yourself. Take the fucking drugs. The kid's going to be fine.
Nope. She didn't want the kids coming out all fuzzy.
They're fine. Well, they're fine. The kid, the fuzzy, they're fucked up anyways. They just popped out. I'd rather be fucked up.
I don't know, man. Got to respect your decision on that.
No. If they want to do it, sure. Of course they can go for it. I'm just telling them they're making a bad decision here.
Yeah, all I'm saying
is, take
the
drugs and get over with it.
It was a life changer. First time I watched one of them born.
Yeah, it's
fucking amazing.
It's really weird. It's the most surreal moment ever.
It, without a doubt.
Yeah.
And, you know, watching her go through all that to have these babies, I was just like, there's no way I could do that. I mean, basically, could you piss a golf ball out of your dick? Probably not.
If I had to, I guess, but that wouldn't be enjoyable.
I would say C-section me right now.
You think if you had to do that, you'd have to go to the doctor and they'd have to cut your pee hole a little bit, you know, like they have to cut the vagina?
Episiotomy.
Oh, is that an actual
thing?
That's what
that's called. No, not the penis, but when they cut the woman, it's called an episiotomy.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if there was an actual case where guys had to have their dick hole cut a little bit to get a stone out or something.
No, I think now they go in there with a laser and they zap it.
All right, guys, wrapping it up. Let all your foreign friends know we're out here. Get us a listen somewhere.
Yeah,
we really enjoy those.
Waiting for an Asian listen.
That the one over there in the Middle East really threw us for a loop this week. We're pretty proud of that one. We have nothing in Asia. We have nothing in South America.
No, and fuck, how about an Australian listen? Come on, mate.
You know, their radios are on fire. They don't have time right now.
Oh, God, that's fucked up.
What? I didn't start the fire, man. I'm just stating facts.
Now you're singing Billy Joel tunes. You didn't start the fire. Guys, have fun. Listen. Spread the word to your friends. Make sure everybody's listening. And we'll have Brittany, special guest Brittany, reading the news for you next week.
Next week, we will have Brittany and probably someone else. So.
And being that we do the show in the nude, you won't be here to see it. We'll describe exactly how Brittany looks naked. Every detail and contour.
And when we have our black guest on, you're allowed to keep your underwear on because I don't want to look at your black dick. All right, guys. We'll talk to you later.